This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Time is 8:49. Joining me on the line, Meir Rusversky from the Clarion Project. And this is where we keep an eye on what is going on in the world of terror. Meir, a very, very good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Good, Howard.
Good. Apologies for speaking to you a little bit late. The Muslim town hall reformers challenging Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. Tell us about the story.
Well, this is a very interesting story. There's a group of Muslim reformers who have started the Reform Movement of America, which is the people that we know of, Dr. Judy Zasser, and Asra Nomami, and are from Clarion Project, Shireen Kudosi. And these are the people who are very, very brave Muslims who speak out against Islamism and are taking it to the people of Minnesota, which is such a great idea. They're going to Ilhan Omar's district, holding a quote-unquote Muslim town hall, and talking about all those, what they're calling appalling issues, and I'll tell you why they're calling them appalling issues in a minute, that don't get talked about. So what happened was that there was an event that Ilhan Omar was speaking at. It was a Muslim event. And one of these Muslim reformers, someone else, her name is Zonnenfeld, she got up and she asked Ilhan Omar, she said, it would be so powerful to hear from you and the other Muslim congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, if you would stand up, you know, and condemn FGM, female genital mutilation, because mm-hmm. from your platform, we might be able to really get something done. There was a landmark case in America brought. Clearly, a lot of girls were cut and cut in a severe way. And the judge exonerated the doctor because he said the law was unconstitutional because they had put the law in an act of commerce, which it really wasn't. So anyway, so this Mrs. Zonnenfeld got up and asked Ilhan Omar if she would condemn that. And Ilhan Omar just went off the handle. She said, this is an appalling question. And she said, should I just make a list and a schedule? And should I, you know, every week make sure that I condemn FGM and Al-Qaeda and all these nasty things? Like, why are you asking me this stuff? And she just railed at her. So these Muslim reformers are taking this issue into the public and saying, you can ask us all these quote unquote appalling questions and we'll talk about these issues.
So the interesting thing is, has she condemned it? Because when I saw that interview, I actually almost felt sorry for her. And I thought, well, you know, maybe if she is asked these questions all the time and she keeps condemning it, maybe it does become offensive. But then I try to find where she did condemn these things outright. And her language is not always so clear.
Yes, that's correct. She has condemned it. But when you see her language about Al-Qaeda, she also skirts around those issues. Mm. And when you see what happened, you know, just recently, she asked for protection for this Somali telecom company. Well, this Somali telecom company is one of the chief financiers. It's the head of the company and people in the company itself is one of the chief financiers of Al-Shabaab, which is Al-Qaeda's affiliate in Somalia. So what's she doing? Either she's completely and totally ignorant of her native country, which I find very hard to believe, or she's asking for the UN and the US government to protect a company and its leader who are the major financiers of Al-Shabaab. This is outrageous. And you look at her answers, and yes, she has condemned FGM before, but look at her answers, and they're always kind of skirting around the issues. And what's wrong with it? You know, if I was a Muslim and my fellow religious cohorts were committing acts of terror and doing all these horrible things, I think that at every opportunity I would want to say, no, this is not my religion, I condemn them, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what it does is it changes everything if you make it very, very clear that this is, and if you make it very, very clear that this isn't part of Islam and it isn't part of Islamic worship, then I think it's certainly very, very good for everybody else as well, that there can be no doubt, that these things are interwoven. But it is interesting to see that there is a segment of the Muslim community within the United States that isn't happy with her style and some of the things that she's saying.
Yes, there is a segment. I don't know how big it is or how brave it is, but certainly these people are very, very brave. And what happens is that you have like a group like CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is basically a Muslim Brotherhood front group in America. And they act like this civil rights organization for Muslims. And until other non-Islamist groups come up and do some of the things they're doing, they're the ones that are going to get the press. And they're the ones that are going to be the ones that government officials are talking to because they're yelling the loudest. And it's really a shame that these Muslim reformers, I mean, they were completely, completely shut out of government and policy making during the Obama years. And I think there's been a thawing out with the Trump administration, but I think that somebody just needs to make the Trump administration more aware that there are this group of people out there.
Absolutely right. It is 8:55, Mayor Swirsky. That's where we leave it, unfortunately. But to go and have a look at Clarion Project, as we tell you to do every week.